Now, we are, of course, I think all in mourning at the moment, even though not directly affected by it here. But certainly this tragedy, these three women killed in this fatal crash in an allegedly stolen car driven by a 13-year-old. It happened down near Maryborough, near Hervey Bay. It's almost impossible to find the words. Can you imagine what the family and friends and the broader community down there is going through? To get a sense, if at all possible, of how that community is coping with this tragedy just in the last 24 hours, we're very grateful for just a few minutes with the Deputy Mayor of the Fraser Coast Regional Council. His name is Dennis Chapman. We appreciate him taking the time to talk to us in what must be just such a difficult time for that fairly small community. Councillor Chapman, thank you for your time on the talk show today. Good morning.
Thank you, Gavin. Good morning.
Now, I know that, as I said, it's very, very raw. I mean, I found it very difficult. Having been in news and journalism for over 20 years, I found it very difficult, in fact, to convey what's happened here in this tragedy to our listeners this morning. But if you can, Dennis, just any of your reflections of how your community in that part of the world is coping at the moment.
Yeah, Gavin. Like this is 108,000 people that live around this region, but it is a very close knit community. One of the ladies was a nurse. One was is heavily involved in the church here, and a young person. Then there's another person fighting for their life in Brisbane Hospital. But this community, when they're all people that live in your community and do service in your community, it really does hit people home. And the tragic way this happened is just innocent people were driving along the road and lost their lives doing things that they were loving, sort of thing. So, the community, there's a lot of people talking in our community at the moment. And I've actually been on the radio and that down here, and I'm just saying to people, let's just pull together and we've got to be very close about this and look after ourselves.
I mean, what is, I know it's sometimes hard to read the pulse of a community, but no one is better placed than you as Deputy Mayor to do that. I mean, is there a sense of anger? Are people still in shock? I mean, it was only, just over 24 hours ago. I mean, what is the mood there? What are people feeling and telling you?
There is a little bit of anger on social media, but I really think that people are just in shock at the moment to think, I said to myself last night, just quietly, why? Why can these things sort of happen in a place? And it happened on the Maryborough side of, like, Hervey Bay side of Maryborough, where the Maryborough sign is Welcome to Maryborough. And it happened just there. And I really feel for the paramedics. Some of these paramedics actually knew the nurse. The police, the ambulance, and the fire brigade who had to actually attend this scene. But there was also nurses that have come off shift who had to come along and see their workmate in this predicament. And I feel for those people, and I feel that anyone out there that knows these people or knows people that of the family, please comfort them. That's what our community wants.
And I think I remember hearing, may have been an ambulance spokesperson, someone like that, emergency services, just saying that those, particularly not just the staff, not just the emergency staff, but as you said, just people driving by, people who had stumbled on this scene, they are going to need some counselling because it was a horrific, horrific scene. So you can imagine what those people are going through who were on scene, as you said.
That's right. And there was a helicopter in the air and saw the lights in Maryborough. It was radioed in to try and get there as quickly as possible. It was heading to the airport. It was diverted back to the scene. So the emergency services, Gavin, they really did the most they could to help these people. But it's a tragic thing for our region that we lose three lovely lives. And lives out of lovely families, I'd say too, and just will never be replaced.
And I think, Councillor Chapman, I guess one of the scary things is that, as you alluded to at the start, I mean, these three women and a fourth woman in hospital. Now, they were just going about their everyday business. And so it could happen to any of us, couldn't it? We could be driving along the road and out of nowhere, this could happen.
Yep. Yeah, well, there was the lady that was involved in the church. Her husband put a lovely post up this morning to say that he'll meet her in heaven again, but she's winning every Wife of the Year award from now on, sort of thing. And and that's just so tragic for that gentleman to lose his wife like that. And it's really hit our community, and they talk about youth out of control, but we've got some tremendous young youth in this community. We've got tremendous young youth that are actually, we've got a youth council here, and they're coming up with ideas of what we should do and everything like that. I'm actually going to a meeting this morning where a young lad wants to start a PCYC in Maryborough and wants to talk about why we should have a PCYC. And so I've spoken to the mayor. The mayor's right behind it. So there is good youth out there that want to try, and I just want that youth to speak up and say what we need for our community and what we can do better.
Well, let me just read that message. You said there, the husband of Mikhail, I'm not sure pronunciation. Mikhail Chandler was the youth pastor at the local church there, who was one of these three victims. So her husband, Matthew Chandler, he posted this message to his Facebook page. He said, "It is with the utmost heavy heart that we say goodbye for now to our darling Mikhail Chandler. You were and will continue to hold the world's greatest wife and mum award. Until we meet in heaven, my queen, love you to the moon and back." Yeah, wow. Well, look, we know it's very, very difficult for you to talk about, but Dennis, we really appreciate your time. I know that the demands on you, no doubt, and your councillors and other community leaders will be heavy in the days to come, but we appreciate your time.
We're asking our community, the council now, we're flying our flags at half mast. We're asking the community too. And just those words that you just spoke, Gavin, the tear just run down my face. Just thinking about how it could be anyone in the community, mate.
Well, as I said, Dennis Chapman, we absolutely feel for you. We send all of our love and condolences down to your community, and we know that it's once that shock subsides, it's really going to hit home. So, you're in our thoughts and our prayers at the moment.
Yeah, we've got a lovely community here, and if anyone wants to come and visit it, come down, because it's on the doorstep of Fraser Island, and that's what it's all about is we've got to all pull together and enjoy ourselves.
All right, Dennis, will you take care?
Thanks, Gavin. Thank you for the time, mate. All the best.
That's Councillor Dennis Chapman. He's the Deputy Mayor of the Fraser Coast Regional Council. As I said, we are very grateful for his time. You can imagine it's very, very raw for everyone in that community, as Dennis said, community of about 108,000 people in that broader region, but, you know, a very close-knit to everyone, I'm sure, is connected in one way or another, particularly when, one of the victims was heavily involved with her local church. Another of the victims was a nurse, as well as a 17-year-old. So you can imagine that the service that they provided to their community would have touched so many lives. So you can only imagine the grief that's happening down there at the moment. Three innocent lives lost due to an alleged stolen car driven by a 13-year-old. Absolutely terrible.